Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us today. Every Thursday at 9, Lincoln County Connections coming to you live through your Quinebay communications throughout the county. Pleasure to welcome today Jennifer Versteeg and Samantha Schaefer. Good morning.
Good morning.
So both health education specialists.
That's correct.
Yep.
But different emphasis. So
yeah, very different emphasis.
Probably some overlap, but Jennifer, let's start with you. Can you tell us about kind of like your main areas of emphasis on a day-to-day basis for Health and Human Services?
I am in substance use disorder prevention, and currently I'm focusing on preventing opioid overdose. And so I'm working on different programs like naloxone and getting the community educated about that.
Yes. Okay. And well, we'd like to touch on that because I believe the Celeste Clinic is starting a
medication-assisted therapy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and you've probably been talking to them about that. So.
Yes, I was actually just at the Nine Tribes Tribal Opiate Summit last week, and they were the first in the nation here in the state of Oregon, the state of Oregon was the first in the nation to hold a Tribal Opiate Summit.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jennifer also. I mean, you're 15 years now, you told me, with Lincoln County. Mm-hmm. And we're going back to the Commission on Children and Families.
Yes.
Is that where it began for you?
It is. Uh-huh. Yeah. 15 years ago, I was the program coordinator for the Lincoln Commission on Children and Families. And when that was taken apart by the governor at that time, mm-hmm. Public Health took me under their wing, and I've been there ever since. And I think that's going on 5 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. And Sam, what about you?
So I've been here in Lincoln County for 4 years now under the Health Promotion Unit. And before that, I was at Linn County Public Health doing tobacco prevention. And even before then, I worked at Oregon State University doing public health as well. So as far as being in public health, it's been probably about 7 years for me. But in the county, it's been 4. And I've worked on a variety of different projects. So
now you said you're also working on your master's.
I am. I'm almost done with it. Yeah,
oh my
in
gosh.
Public health as well. So, yeah.
Is there a little overlap in the sense that the work you do, I mean, do those two connect at all?
They absolutely do. And what I find, too, is because I've worked in public health so long before getting my master's in public health, that so much of what I do for work is actually educating a lot of my professors on mm-hmm. what it looks like when your boots are actually on the ground versus
yeah,
academia.
Right.
So that's kind of been cool.
And what organization are you going through for your
so
master's?
So I'm doing my master's degree through the University of New England back east, and I'm doing it all online so I can work full-time still.
Yeah, it seems to me like you guys, I mean, the education piece for yourself, I mean, it's like never ending, right? I mean,
absolutely not.
It's just like new information seems like it's coming in all the time.
And well, I think we have to stay up to date too. Public health is constantly changing and evolving. And so, you know, if we're going to sit out here and talk about population-based health, we need to stay with the population and what's going on with it. And so being able to stay educated on, you know, the topics that are happening right now and also get ready for what's going to come next. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and you two also walked here, so I feel bad. I was driving and I'm like, okay, they're walking the walk and talking the talk. I'm driving to the radio and they're actually out moving. Sam, maybe we could talk about health modernization and does this overlap into the work you do, Jennifer, too? I mean, what's this concept?
Sure. So it is a big concept and it's something I'm still getting my head around as well. So in the state of Oregon, we're doing this thing called public health modernization, which is really this quality improvement project for the entire state for all of the health departments to essentially standardize so that any health department that you would walk into anywhere in the state, you're going to get the same quality of service. Mm. And so it's really a great thing. And really the underlying piece to that in Oregon is cancer prevention as kind of that health outcome that we're looking for. And so we're starting with kind of baby steps. And what we're doing here in Lincoln County, as well as 11 other counties around the state, is starting with immunizations and getting our immunization rates up. Mm. So what that looks like here is we have partnered with so it's Lincoln, Linn, and Benton County, as well as Lane County, which is a new partnership. And we're going to be looking at the under 2 population for getting those immunization rates up. And actually, Celeste Clinic out here is doing a great job of that as well. And then we also each got to pick a pilot project. So here in Lincoln County, we're working on getting our HPV vaccination rates up.
Gotcha. You know, and forgive me if I'm out of my depth here, but, you know, looking back over the years with the community health assessment and the community health improvement plan. You know, how do you guys, how do we talk about what our local community is like versus maybe what the state's initiatives are? I mean, how does that all gel together so that, you know, whatever the state's mission for us is, but it also meets our local desires? I mean,
you know, that's something we are constantly grappling with, because of course, like, we are representing Lincoln County and we want to make sure that we're doing the best at doing that. And so the great thing about the state of Oregon is, although they have different plans at the state level that say, hey, all over the state, we want to be working on these measures, when it comes down to the local level, we're able to look at our work plans and say, okay, we're going to be meeting these state metrics by working on these programs, but how can we tailor them to our local communities? Because, you know, anyone who lives in Lincoln County knows that even though we look at the county as a whole, Lincoln City looks a lot different than Yahats or Waldport or Newport or Eddyville. So we kind of make sure that we're tailoring it to not only our county, but also our different cities.
And Jen, also some thoughts about that in terms of like substance use and so, here, you know, as compared to the state.
So one of the things that we always are looking at as well is demographics. So one part of my new grant is to monitor overprescribing among physicians. And I get a list every quarter that lists how many people are overprescribing, and we can talk to them about getting signed up for the prescription drug monitoring program and all of that. But in Lincoln County, I noticed that a lot of our population is aging. And so we do have a disproportionate number of higher prescriptions for opiates in Lincoln County. But we have to take into account the age differences here and that stuff as well.
Yeah. Gosh, guys, so much to unpack and so little time. But let's take a break and we'll just keep at it here. In just a minute, we'll be back with Sam and Jen, health education specialists. Stay with us. Well, welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey, Lincoln County's public information officer. I have Sam Schaefer, Jen Versteeg with us talking about health promotion. Guys, could we just back out a minute and then, you know, can you kind of encapsulate what health promotion is? I think that would be useful too, because there seem to be particular areas of emphasis.
Absolutely. So I'll back out even a little bit more. So public health in general, I'm not sure if everyone has a full grasp of what that is.
Please do.
Right. So we have the healthcare side, which is treatment focused, where public health is really the prevention side, which is why we focus so much on education and talking about things like immunizations, talking about, you know, tobacco prevention, those kinds of things. It's very much, okay, before you get to this negative lifestyle behavior, Let's educate on what that might look like later on down the road. And then we have our other side, which is that treatment side, like behavioral health and our primary care division. So that's public health in a quick nutshell. We also look a lot at what we call social determinants of health, which are those things that you cannot control. Things like being low income, low education, your environment in general. If you don't have access to a grocery store, it's really hard to eat healthy foods. So we try and address a lot of those kind of health disparities. So focusing a little bit more in on health promotion. So health promotion is a wing of public health that does not do direct service. So we really focus on population-based health. And what I mean by that is looking at like county-level policies, state-level policies, and helping educate surrounding those kinds of things, as well as helping our direct service partners by educating about their services.
Yeah, you know, Sam, I'm curious about you know, what inspired you to go into a discipline like this? I mean, were there any particular events or your upbringing that made you think, man, this is something I want to do?
Absolutely. For me, so I think my story is really similar to a lot of people going into public health. I grew up in extreme poverty. And so a lot of these services that I now work to educate on and do curriculums for are things that as a kid we used. You know, I grew up with a single parent with my twin sister, and we didn't have any money, so we used services like WIC and those sorts of things, and they were such a lifesaver for us, and it really inspired me as I got older and was a first-generation college student to go into those kinds of work.
Yeah. Jen, anything in particular about what led you, or, you know, has kept you passionate about this field?
I just love our community, and I see a lot of places that could use some support. I've been in Lincoln County for over 15 years. Mm-hmm. I did not choose public health. Like I said, it chose me.
Yeah.
And I'm learning more and more about it every day. But with the Commission on Children and Families, we looked at 20 different things. You know, poverty, it's not unlike social determinants of health and mm-hmm. what Sam was talking about earlier. But for me, it was, I just wanted to make a difference in my community. I love it here, and this is a good place, and that's why I'm so passionate.
Well, you know, one of the things that struck me, you know, seeing you come in and talk about tobacco prevention, for example, over the years, you know, if industry is allowed to have its narrative, mm-hmm. for example, in the case of tobacco.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're not talking about the negative health consequences here. And I feel sort of like we're waving that flag for sure.
Absolutely.
In some of these cases, mm-hmm. right?
Well, and I think realizing that tobacco is not unique and that it really targets certain populations. Mm-hmm. So public health comes kind of behind that and says, okay, you know, if these big industries can target certain populations, so can we. And we can help them, you know, have that same opportunity to say no to things that are going to be negative for their lifestyle, as well as helping them get to resources that will improve their lifestyle and their behaviors.
Yeah. You know, we were having that discussion about what that baseline education looks like in school. And, you know, how you're getting informed when
right.
you come out of school, you know, and, you know, if we're not doing this, I mean, where are people getting the information? You know,
right.
Maybe they get it from their healthcare practitioner. That could be one thing.
We hope that they get it from their healthcare practitioner, but we also know that not everyone has one,
yeah.
right? You know,
right.
it can be really challenging to get a primary care practitioner, and not just in Lincoln County, in general, right? And then even just getting to an appointment can be really challenging. When we talk about social determinants of health, a lot about what we talk about is even things like transportation,
yeah.
right? Or homelessness, income, those kinds of things make it really challenging to take really good care of yourself. It doesn't make it impossible, but it is really hard. And there are a lot more barriers than, say, if you are middle income with a car that's reliable, a job that's reliable, that gives you sick time so you can go to those appointments. You know, it's not always that easy. And so being able to have health education out in the community where people actually are going versus mm-hmm. just the doctor's office has been really beneficial.
Yeah. Okay, let's take our last break. We'll be back with Sam and Jen on Lincoln County Connections. Stay with us. Back on Lincoln County Connections, yes, we have Sam Schaefer, Jennifer Versteeg, health promotion. You are health education specialists. And one of the things that you had mentioned to me and I wanted to touch on was the Veggie RX, among
sure.
other things, as we're closing out the program here. What's exciting about this? What is this going to be?
So the cool thing about VeggieRx is what it is looking at is food insecurity. Mm. And Lincoln County is a very high food insecurity area. And what I mean by that is we don't have a lot of grocery stores, and where they are located, mm. they kind of cluster. So if you're looking even just at Newport, we have Safeway, Fred Meyer, and Walmart, but they're all in one area of the county. So mm-hmm. if you live in South Beach, that's not very helpful, mm. especially if you don't have any kind of transportation or those sorts of things. So we know that within our schools, we have a very high food insecurity rate. And so this VeggieRx program is a program that's used nationally, and we got some pilot money to implement this within our school district. And so what we're doing is we're looking at our four high schools, and it's a program where whenever they go into their school-based health center or talk to their health services advocate, they get asked two questions surrounding food insecurity. And the two questions surround, you know, do you feel like you have enough food throughout the week? And do you feel like you're hungry throughout the week? And if they answer yes to either one of these questions or both of these questions, they get enrolled in what's called VeggieRx, mm-hmm. Where they can go and get a backpack full of food at the end of the day or the end of the week, depending on when they decide to schedule that. And the cool thing about this program is we've partnered. So the Public Health Department has partnered with Food Share of Lincoln County, mm-hmm. as well as, of course, the four school-based health centers in order to offer fresh produce. So instead of just getting you know, these non-perishable items as you generally do in a program like this, you're also getting some fresh produce. And the other part to this program is that we offer nutrition education, which is really, really needed in not only this community, but every community. Sure. With health courses being really limited, you know, kids aren't getting that nutrition education. They might get, okay, need food to fuel our body, but how does it work within the body? Yeah. What makes some foods healthier than others? Those kinds of things. And so these courses really surround nutrition as well as how to cook, you know, and also how to shop on a budget.
Yeah.
So really important notes to touch on for communities.
Yeah, I noticed in our efforts to kind of, you know, improve our you know, what we eat, how we eat, man, it seems to me like, you know, cooking is such a huge piece, you know.
Absolutely.
And I have been trying to do this and learn myself and get better at it. And you know, I think it's been less complicated than I thought it was.
Absolutely,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, the time spent in food prep, I mean, there's really a time component there too.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me like crazy, busy lives, fast food, easy made food. The problem is it's not always the best food choice.
Absolutely. Right? Especially when you're looking at, you know, growing kids, you know, they need a lot of calories, but those calories shouldn't be coming all from cookies and chips and processed foods. And the way that we know to best fuel the body is through produce and, you know, fresh foods. And so this program really aims at doing that for not only kids, but families. These nutrition courses or cooking classes are called Cooking Matters. And there are three different types of classes. There's courses for parents or just single adults. Mm-hmm. There are courses for families, so kids and parents cooking together.
Super.
And then there are courses for teenagers above the age of 17.
That's so awesome.
So it's a wide variety.
So kind of random question here. Is the food pyramid still what we're working with?
No.
What's going on here?
So the food pyramid has been retired. What we work with now is a thing called MyPlate. It's through the USDA.
Okay.
And what it really does is it breaks down. So the pyramid, of course, it was like for everyone, you need to have this many whole grains, this many veggies, that sort of thing. So what MyPlate does is it breaks it down by your body composition and your age, which is a big, big factor in what you need, right? So the developing brain needs more fats than, say, you know, like a 40-year-old woman might need.
Mm-hmm.
So it really tailors it a little bit more than the pyramid did. And so that's what we work on now.
Is that, I imagine, available online?
Absolutely. If you go to the USDA site and just look up MyPlate, they have all sorts of resources on it. You can even order for free little plates that are split into the MyPlate template. So
when the school cafeteria, for example, is preparing its food, I mean, is it kind of operating from a MyPlate paradigm that you know of?
So as far as the school wellness policies, which we redid a couple years back, when we looked at nutrition guidelines, that's what we went by. Yeah. As far as how the cafeteria actually serves it, that's kind of their, you know, school by school. But as far as the nutrition element to that, they do go by MyPlate.
I did have noticed that at least at Yaquina View Elementary, there seems to be a teacher stopping or asking kids on the way in, you know, are you hungry?
Yeah.
And directing them to breakfast. So, I mean, that really seems kind of like a great thing to do.
Absolutely. Well, and I think, too, making sure at the schools that kids are getting veggies that, you know, it's not just like, oh, I had ketchup today, which means I had tomatoes. They're actually having fresh veggies with every meal.
So I know we've got a short time left, but I wanted you guys to maybe comment on, you know, folks can still take mental health first aid.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Mental Health First Aid, just the quick and dirty about this, is it's a program surrounding how to address mental illness or mental health when you're first starting to see signs in a friend or stranger or in yourself. And it gives kind of an action plan surrounding that, how to have those conversations, because they can be really challenging. We don't teach mental health the same way that we talk about physical health. And so these courses really are for how to address that and how to talk about it and how to reduce the stigma surrounding mental health, because again, it should be treated just like we treat physical health. And so we have two different classes that are offered. One is adults working with youth and one is adults working with adults. The public health department no longer offers the mental health first aid classes, but they are still offered through Samaritan. So they are offered in Lincoln City and in Newport.
So, sorry, we are out of time. I could talk to you guys on and on. I would love to have you back. So more information on the county's website. Absolutely. In health promotion under Health and Human Services. Jennifer Versteeg, Sam Schaefer, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you, Casey.
Okay, and thanks for listening. We'll see you same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.